Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
All right, this week is Airbnb week. So today we titled our live stream podcast, Airbnb Week 2023. Now we've got a guest lined up for Friday who has been a host on Airbnb, so he's going to talk about his experiences. And then we're going to attempt, that's what we're working on now, to get other Airbnb hosts on so they can share their experiences as well. All right, and so this is Airbnb week, and I'm gonna cover. Now there's a few ways you can tackle Airbnb, so we'll go through that today, and we'll through every one of these sessions this week. It's basically is where you can earn extra money, or replace a job, or retire, really. So, all depends. So we'll be back right after this.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And in the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit, and it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
they'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarion. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarion took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarion, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarion Styles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarion can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Okay, I have to wait for my phone to refresh. Okay. Airbnb week. So we're declaring this Airbnb week 2023, and we're going to bring up some aspect. Hopefully we get a guest. Now, we won't have a guest for you today. We got one lined up for Friday. So we got, and I asked another one. She couldn't make it this morning. So we'll see who pops in. If you know, if somebody doesn't pop in for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll cover it some kind of way. But anyway, it's Airbnb week, so we want to take some aspect and check it out. Anyway, so today, as introducing Airbnb week, is and. These are various ways people. I'm gonna name two ways today. But and his first one is called BYOT. BYOT, which means, and you know, BYOB means bring your own bottle. Okay, if you're going to a cabaret or party or something like that. But BYOT. Means bring your own tent. So you can have a backyard or a plot of land that you rent out. People are doing this on Airbnb. And you just provide the space, and they bring their own tent. That's what BYOT means. So I'm going to hop over to the Airbnb, the app right now, and boot it up on my phone. And let's go, and they changed their format. All right, they changed their format because they had, they got like categories, you know, they got rooms, beach houses, cabins. They got a category called OMG, tree houses, trending, they got somebody on here from New Zealand. They have a yellow submarine cabin that they're renting out, you know, for $888. Amazing views, mansions. But they had a section on there the first time I downloaded that, re-downloaded, that had tents on there. So, okay, now when you get on there, you can explore, and I'm going to put in tents, all right, because I had to get reacquainted with the app again, Airbnb, and, okay, tents. I'm flexible anywhere on the planet. Okay, well, you know, let's see. What's the best way for me to do this? I've got to learn how to read. Let's see. Hosting. No, I don't want hosting. Switch to traveling. Okay. All right, we'll do it this way. I'm going to get off the app. Go to any search engine and put in Airbnb tent. Click search. That's another way to get into it. Now, they have Airbnb, and then they got links that will link in Airbnb. So they have, you know, if you're into glamping, which is glamorous camping, if you want to experience teepees, all right, camping. There are over 50 categories. Camping is one of over, let me take a screenshot of this. All right. Come on, man. All right. Camping is one of over 50 Airbnb categories. So let's click on that. Okay. Camping, and then, they have TP camping, where they have TPs already set up, or you can provide the space and person bring their own TP or tent. They have, setups for campers and RVs. I'm looking at this. It says tent in Morgan County. And let's look where the hell Morgan County is. They have a picture here. It's, Morgan County, Utah. So I'm looking here on this plot of land. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They got 7 tents. It's accommodation for 6. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 7 tents. All right. 6 guests, 1 bedroom, 5 beds, 1 bath. It's a self-check-in. And it's, I think, like $77 a night. And then you can scroll the pictures and whatnot. Okay. They got, a place where they can dump trash. So you can get some good ideas on this. All right. And interior of the camp, the glamping camps that they have there. Okay, now, let's see. They guest house. I mean, it's quite a bit here. So let's keep in mind that Airbnb has over 50 categories. All right, they have another category here, shared rooms, tents, tents, campers, a private room tent. Okay, private rooms. Oh, you know what? Okay. Let's see. Other categories are amazing pools, vineyards, containers, container homes, earth homes, farms, Arctic homes, I'm going to come back to that in a moment, towers, windmills, countrysides, tiny homes, and campers. Okay, now these are some very, now let's go to Arctic. What do they have? Okay, explore Arctic homes. And they have tree houses. Let's see, a chalet. An Arctic hideaway, which is a tiny house. They got a few of those. They have several of them, actually. A snow igloo. Here's an igloo that I found on Airbnb. It's $125 a night. And you got pictures of it. This is in Finland. That's pretty cool. All right. I mean, they got stuff all over the place. But anyway, hold it. Like I said, tents. Because that's how, let's not lose sight of stuff. I'm amazed that, okay, they have, like I say, over 50 categories. Now they're different type of tents. I'm looking at here. Somebody has built an A-frame cabin tent. All right. It's designed for two guests. It has a bed and access to a bathroom room. Got Wi-Fi, kitchen, pets are allowed. Okay, now it's got an outdoor kitchen, little campfire place, different angles of the one. Now this is an A-frame tent made out of metal. And it looks like a fairly simple project to build. Yeah, I like this. So you can get a lot of, we're going to be referring to Airbnb quite often. They have looks like a flush toilet here. It's got natural sunlight. All right, so now another thing I like the social media aspect of, what do you call it, the Airbnb, because you can always contact the host or the super host, and you can get ideas from them. Okay, so They're different type of tents. So, like I said, A-frame cabin tent. Now, that's something that you would you know, build and provide. They have bell tents. Let's see. Now, let's go to the article. BYOT, bring your own tent. So you're just supplying the space. And you can contact, you know, whatever host or super host that, you know, came up with the whatever idea. Now, this place where you bring your own tent, they're just providing the space. It offers a courtyard view, a garden view, near waterfront, outdoor kitchen, and a dedicated workspace. It does not include carbon monoxide alarm or smoke alarm because you are providing your own tent, BYOT. let's see. It's got an average review of 4.96 out of 26 reviews. Let's see. Let's see. House rules: check in 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Check out before 11 a.m. the next day. Maximum guest safety and property: no smoke alarm. May encounter potentially dangerous animal. Carbon monoxide detector not required. You know, that would fit perfect for particularly what I've got here in Florida. Because, you know, a deer might come through. But deer's basically minding their business. Okay. There's snakes. I haven't seen any, but I know they're there. Might see an occasional turkey. Raccoon. But typically, nature leaves you alone. All right. Nature leaves you alone, unless you're near their young or something like that. Okay, but so bring your own tent. Looks like they've got an outdoor shower here. Open spaces where you can chill out. All right, let's see, they got outdoor cows near. So if you just want to do some basic camping, okay. And then, of course, the idea is you got to clean up behind yourself as well. Place where they can wash their dishes. Okay. All right, so, and then they're all different type of tents. So you can provide the tent. You know, they're four-season tents, they're bell tents. If you want to provide a glamping experience where, and they have videos on this galore. Let's see, this one article that says, it reads, this Airbnb tent near brings in $28,000 a year. Okay, so this, you know, this is a tent. And this article says, and I'm going to post this on our Facebook page. Matter of fact, let me do that right now before I get to reading it. Where are we? Okay, here we go. Hold on, I got to get it for. Okay, Airbnb. Oh, wait, I don't want to do that. Discard. Give me a moment, folks. Okay, here we go. Now, our Facebook group is DIY Housing TV. DIY Housing TV. You still might get up to It's My House, but DIY Housing TV. And they're one and the same. Okay. Now, What I just posted is the article I'm about to read off of, which is under Make It or How Side Hustles. This 28-year-old, it's a picture of her, spent $8,000 setting up an Airbnb tent near her Hawaiian volcano and now earns $28,000 per year. Kanhal Hall, 28, sitting outside of her glamping tent in Mountain View, Hawaii. Now, essentially, you know what, if she does this four times a year, she makes $28,000 a year off of one tent. So if she did that three more times, and this is real math, I mean, hopefully some of you, this is real life math problems, arithmetic problems. If she did that three more times, for a total of four, $28,000 a year times four, that's over $112,000. Okay. Now, what if she, okay, got a little ambitious with it and decided maybe she had to partner up with it. And she decided to set up one tent a day for every working business day, Monday through Friday, in just 1 month. Okay. So let's do the arithmetic here. All right. She sets up a tent. Today's Monday. She sets up a tent on Monday. And by Friday, she's increased. I mean, she's got five tents. That's $140,000 that she's increasing her income by setting up just one tent a day during that first week. And she does that four times, taking the weekends off. That's $560,000 yearly income. Let's go one more round with a tent. There's a picture of her, an article on our Facebook page. I just posted a few moments ago. That's where I'm going by. So I'm just doing some real-world math here. If you're struggling right now, if you don't know how to pay these bills that you got to pay or whatever, the tent solution is a very good solution. So let's do this. Let's double up on it. Instead of setting up, because today is Monday, you set up where you have two tents. Each tent, for each tent that you set up, you're giving yourself a $28,000 a year raise. All right, so, matter of fact, I'm going to shave something off of that. No, I'm going to keep it 28. So 28,000 times two that you set up in a day, you've increased your income by $56,000. So let's just, by the end of the week, you got your income up to $280,000. Times four, that's by you setting up two tents a day, taking weekends off, in 1 month, you will have increased your income $1,120,000 a year. And that's why you're setting up 40 tents in 1 month. We have a goal at the end of this year that we want to do 100 houses in a day. So let's 100 houses. And, hey, a tent could be a house. Okay. as we just talked about, an A-frame tent, all right, 100 times, let's say, 28,000, that's $2,800,000. Doable deals. Anyway, oh, wait a minute. Okay. So, this, well, like I said, we're going to listen to other, I got one guest for Friday, but this Monday, so this is, Anson, Troy would say, and hopefully we can get him back on here this week, he's gracious, we want to become hackers, okay, this is something, the tent hack, if you have a backyard or have access to a backyard who has, or a friend who has a backyard, or you got a piece of land, this is a doable deal, okay? By, let's take a look at, before I go to the phone lines here. Let me go back to this article. I mean, we're talking about a tent. All right, now, let me go more into okay, years ago, from my mom's, I can actually see her. She's got her tent near a volcano. All right, let's people, the article I'm reading from, I posted it on our Facebook page, which is It's My House, excuse me, well, It's My House or DIY Housing TV. The headline under Side Hustles here says, this 28-year-old spent $8,000 setting up an Airbnb tent near a Hawaiian volcano, now earns her $28,000 a year. We're going to take her blueprint starting today. Okay. I think this is the easiest, as Anson Troy would call it, tack there is. All right. And how, you know, I'm going to see if I can track her down and get her on here to talk to us. 28 years old. Now, I'm going to skip down a little bit. I'm going to go to, let's see, one, two, three. I'm going to the fourth paragraph. I'm reading from there. She spent less than $300 on a tent. If you need a tent, you can go to your local Walmart, or Walmart will bring it to your door, or Amazon, or go to your local camping store. She spent less than $300 on a tent and roughly $8,000 on amenities like a kitchen, an outdoor shower, king-size mattress, and we could, you know what, this is our case study for the whole week. With it. Okay. And tents can be made out of different materials, like on an A-frame tent. That didn't have any canvas in it at all. But we'll break all that down. You know, you can have a metal tent. Anyway, so she spent less than $300 on the tent and roughly $8,000 on amenities like a kitchen, an outdoor shower, king-size mattress, and now the property, which all says requires 10 to 15 hours of work per week earns her $28,000 per year in revenue. According to documents reviewed by CNBC, Make It. That's the, I guess, program. Those earnings represent a sliver of the highly competitive tourism industry. In 2019, visitor spending on all Hawaii islands amassed $17.75 billion, according to the Hawaii Tourism Institute. Hawaii Tourism Authority. Good use of inheritance. Hall, whose father is Hawaiian, grew up on the property. The 90 acres of land, that's why I love land, which has been passed down to a family, this is generational wealth, hosts a handful of family homes, as well as wild pigs, cows, and chickens. Hall says she partially set up her tent to share the property's natural beauty more broadly. And then there's a picture of Hall's tucked away glamping tent Hall's tucked away glamping tent costs roughly $70 per night, and it's about 12 miles away from the heart of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Okay. This is a blueprint. Okay, so we're going to see if we get work to get her on here. Whether we get her on here or not, this is one of our blueprints. It's not going to be the only blueprint, but it's a tent. Everybody can get their hands on $300 or parts of $300. Okay. Now, let's just do the math again. Okay. One tent, $28,000. Now, that might vary on – she's in Hawaii near the, a national park. Okay. Now, we've got three national parks in the state where I'm at, and I've got a location that's about 45 minutes away from a national park here in Florida. But every place got something unique. So, anyway, let's look at the math again. One tent, $28,000. If she did that 19 more times in just one month, okay. Now, she might have to bring in some partners. Okay. But that's $560,000. I'm willing to partner up with some people on that. And cut, if I can't get the whole 560, I'm all right taking a piece of that pie. All right, I'm all right with that. Okay, now, if she did that twice, two tenths, that's over $1 million a year, about 40 tenths. Now, let me see, what in the article, now she spent about $300 a tent, or under 300, that's what the article said, 300, under 300. So let's put it at 300. 300 times 20. So if you got $6,000, that'll get you 20 tenths. So you get a partner, or for $1 million, you need, $12,000 in tents? Now, these other amenities that she's talking about, bed, price all that out. And matter of fact, we got enough time today because it's just 11:24, so we got over an hour. So you know what? We're going to break all, itemize all that down today, but let me see. Let's go to the phone lines here because I don't want to, you know, keep on running my mouth because, you know, we can pick away a little bit of this each day. You know, like I said, you can also, you know, if you got space big enough for four, you know, bring your own, you know, bring your own tent, BYOT, and get revenue from that, and that'll help finance you buying tents. You know, you can have different variety of tents. And like I say, you, man, Airbnb is a treasure trove of excellent, I call them blueprints. You really don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are plenty of ideas on there. And all you need to do is pick out what you like or close to what you like and model it. And the 10 idea, and thank you, Anson Troy, because I wasn't even thinking about tents until he, you know, he really brought it up. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. 309 area code. Your mic is open.
Good morning, LA. Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, there is so many options, like you just said. You know, doing a tent, but just remember, if you do put a tent up, more than likely your city's going to tell you that at some point, either once a week, once a month, you might have to disable it.
Right.
I wanted to bring that up just because, you know, some cities won't let you.
Well,
no,
you will, because if it's something that you bought as a tent, you know, depending on the material that it's made from, you're going to have to wash it and set it back up again and all that type of stuff. So it depends on how much maintenance you want to be dealing with. But, you know, not all tents have to be made from canvas because the picture that I was looking at earlier, the A-frame tent contained no type of cloth. It was made from plastic and like a stable plastic and a metal.
I get that. And you're right. I mean, there's so many.
Because you could have a tent made from metal.
Yeah, you can have a tent made from metal. One thing that's nice about the the metal siding and the roofing, it's flexible. You can almost wrap
right.
it in a complete circle. And if you had a way to attach it, you can do it. When it comes down to, you know, what do you construct with, what can you do, or do you even construct? You know, it could be, there's so many things, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're sitting here giving people so many options out here. But if there's a way you can do it and make money, hey, Airbnb the thing. If there's a way
right.
you can do it and help someone that is in need, you can still make money. Because there is an agency out there that is paying to support that person if they got the support. Problem is the support's
right.
not there. So we need that initiative.
Right.
You know, people need to find things that they enjoy to do so that we can start to make those changes, because if you want to make money, there's ways of doing it. If you want to help people, there's ways of making money doing it. There's ways of helping yourself by doing it. Definitely. I think if I made more money, I'm definitely going to be doing better. especially if it's something that's just standing there. And people, if they damage it, they're going to pay for it.
That's, right.
You know, there's other teams to do that. But the more durable you build it, the better it's going to withstand anything that might be thrown at it. Less maintenance you might have to do to keep it upkeep to it. So we want to look at, you know, look at your broad aspect of what it is you want to see, and if you ever want to do anything different, what could you do by adding to it? So,
right.
Simple little things. I mean, that's what Ansel did. He added. He brought one, then he brought two. But
right.
That was, you know, those are the key things. You have to start to then multiply. You can't
exactly.
Ever multiply without starting. You gotta start. And once I started getting problems, I didn't quit. I started multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason, because I can make it more sufficient. But it's also to open more doors, to make more open doors. You know, there's methods to madness, but if you can't supply it, you can sit and talk about it all day.
Right.
But if you can back it up, there's a difference. See, right now, Boxable, the 70,000 or whatever houses in the rear, people wanting them. I wish I could get to their basis. You know, who's on their wait list?
Right.
Because if nothing
else, they do have a long wait list.
They got a long wait list. And if nothing else, I would be willing to where I do it as a community thing, and I could save them their deposit. So what they would still want would happen, but also their money would not just go into a pocket that's not really going to turn around and help somebody else. But they ain't going to have to wait a year and a half for it. You ain't got to put your money up and wait 2 years down the road before they even decide that they're going to do something. And you're going to get something built better, because that's not that good of a product. You're buying it because of who's selling it. Because he's able to market it. If I could market this, it would be sold. But that's why I'm hoping for social marketing, social media, social equity, this social economy that you have been talking about for 9 years before I met you. And, you know, and I'm just honored to be able to be with you and learn from you, because you have so much stuff that you've researched that I didn't. But I know that it's at a fingertip if I ask a question, because you've been there. You've had a lot of conversations. So this is what the people in the audience get out of you, and I like it. I like it a lot. I love it, really. But it's what are we doing? You know, he's giving you all these different alternative ways of making money and changing what you see, giving your children a purpose. Where is the ignition going to start? It doesn't take a lot of money. We've had Angela come on here. You can buy property for, you know, if you got $500, we can get you figured out where you'll find a piece of property somewhere.
Right.
We, you know, it could be for less. But, you know, if you have $500, you can start. So now you're a landowner. So there's so many different opportunities here for anybody in this country and throughout the world, really, but in this country, the only reason that it's not happening for you is because we haven't got that ignition. You have to start by pushing that button and saying, let's go. And maybe dial a number. That's pushing a button. So call one of us. You know, you call my number, I will send you material. And if I can, I'll show up with it. But that's the point. You know, I know this is a very deliberate, full of integrity show. And I appreciate you for having it. And whatever else we want to talk about, we can go to. But I'll set up on my rant.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Definition of tent. You know, we're going to broaden people's what a tent is. A tent, as a noun, is a portable shelter made of cloth supported by one or more poles stretched tight by cords, loops, or attached by pets. That's one definition. Let's see. All right, here's a legal definition of a tent. Tent means any temporary structure, enclosure, or shelter constructed of fabric, pliable materials, supported by any manner except by air or the contents it protects. My definition of a tent is this. A tent means any temporary structure. Because like the A-frame tent that I looked at on Airbnb had no cloth on it whatsoever. Let's see, Oxford Dictionary. Let's see, now their definition is a shelter. Oh, go ahead, Chris, I'm listening.
Well, I was going to say that A-frame tent idea. Okay, tent, you know, you just think of a tent and you have a pole run down the center of it or a line run down the center of it and you drip oversight of it. We're looking at a tent, right? Well,
right. If
you wanted an A-frame, I can give you metal framing that would stand up there, that wall could stand up. It could be disassembled and assembled very quickly. And we can make it tall. And you can spread it out where it, you know, you have good height in the center.
Right.
It depends on how wide you want to go with the base of it. So, you know, that option is there. That is so simple to take these two walls and lean them together and fasten them. That would be unbelievably simple. I hadn't thought of that until right now when you said that. I'm like, hang on. Wow. Why do you need four walls? I can give you three in a doorway, you know.
Right, well yeah, the,
I can give you the door wall.
Yeah, you know, like I say on Airbnb you see different types of tents. And that A-frame tent had no cloth on it whatsoever. And floor. Really just three, the floor and the A-frame part of it, which is the back and the front, and I guess the sides there, but it wouldn't even cost that much to put something like that together. Now, if you want something more stable, you can have an A-frame made from metal that'll be easier to assemble, and then you can disassemble. Also, if you're in a colder climate, because Airbnb's got some rentals that are listed as Arctic, you know, places like Finland, Alaska, northern parts of the United States or Canada, where you would probably want a metal tent that you can insulate. But the whole thing of it is you can it doesn't take that. It's going to cost more, but it's all relative to the what. You know, if it's more durable and you can insulate it and it's easy to put up and it's easy to take down, then you know that particular metal tip can fetch more money. And you know what? You don't have to worry about a metal tent, this tent, you know, you're going to have to, it is a maintenance issue. You know, people spill stuff on it or mold or whatever. So with a tent made from, let's say, from metal, because we're looking at a tent as a temporary structure. You don't have to worry about the mold piece, and it'll be less maintenance. So that's another way to look at it.
My mind's sitting here just keep on going on different ways of doing those temporary structures
right.
with utilizing this A-frame model. Because for one,
yeah.
those walls are your ceiling, so they are the roof.
Right.
You can put windows in them. That's going to give you light.
Yes, you could. Right.
And, you know, they would be so simple to actually build the floor and then build these angle walls that went straight down there and attached to that floor. And that means they could be anywhere. They'd be off the ground. And the ground's not going to hurt them because the galvanized metal can lay there. It's not going to hurt it one bit. And this would be a way to really build some unique communities in a very quick way. Make them look like sheds. Make it look, you know, maybe even let's go back to the way it was.
Well, it's interesting you said that, Chris, that communities, because once again on Airbnb, there are probably videos on this on YouTube, TP communities. So you can have, like you said, I mean, they're communities out there, TP communities. So, you can build some very unique communities that, you know, you can set up and, you know, depend on how, I mean, you can, I don't know, put them in the back of a station wagon, the back of a U-Haul. You can, you know, like an Erector set, you can disassemble. And you don't have to worry about it's less maintenance, put it that way. Because with anything made from cloth, eventually you're going to have to wash it. And then do you know how to wash it? You know, if you got a mold problem, how you deal with that? So, anyway.
Now, there's one thought I had about that. If it went down at an A-frame until it got about 3 feet off the ground and we built a knee wall around the two walls, now you can utilize that space all the way over to the wall.
Okay.
For whatever you want. So I'm just sitting here in my head. I'm like, you know, just putting that straight wall up there, that little knee wall, you can put a couch against the wall. You won't hit your head because the ceiling height will be jumping high. But it'll start moving immediately away from that wall. But,
right.
You know, at the same time, put your beds over there because you're not going to hit your head leaning up out of it. So, you know, you could have a living room situation and an open kitchen set up inside of there just as well. And it all be able to be disassembled.
Yeah, outdoor kitchen.
Right back to that.
That should be easy to construct, an outdoor kitchen and an outdoor shower or outdoor, you know, restrooms. Matter of fact, the technology exists where you can set up those outdoor facilities. including for sanitation.
Yeah, I think you can actually do it, and put them in indoor. They used to have an outdoor cooking facility, but they could also have an indoor working plumbing because I just gave you a floor. I lifted things up.
Right.
You can bring things in very easily to this situation. I could plumb it out and have it right there where you could walk up, put a water hose to it, and now it's feeding the hot water heater inside. So if there's a will, there's a way. Or just have it set up on a temporary tank. Just have a tank set out there, and that's got, water collection in it. But, if there's a lot of options,
because you could have a gravity fed, set up your own water tower.
Yeah.
Hold on, Chris. 484 area code. Your mic is open. Area code 484. Your mic is open. Area code 484. Okay. 484. You're okay. You might be. Can you hear us? Okay, 484. 484, what you might want to do is hang up and then call back in. Or take yourself off mute once. Okay, 484, try hanging up and then call him back in because we can't hear you. Okay. 484.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah. We can hear you now.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in there. This is Robin Lynn from Survive Live Radio, Seattle. How's everybody doing?
You switched up on us today.
Well, I can't call in from my usual number because it I'm calling in on a different account conference call. Actually I have more than that. Yeah. So I'm hearing all the progression that's going on with all the building and everything, and and that water harvesting is a great idea.
We missed what you said. Hold on, we missed part of what you said. We got to repeat it.
Oh. Can you hear me better now?
You said something. It's clear now. Yeah, it's clear.
Very clear.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying I'm really loving the progression that I'm hearing with the building that's going on. And the water, harvesting the water is a great idea. You just want to check because in a lot of places, especially like you're in the city, they say it's illegal.
True.
To harvest, to collect rainwater and stuff like that. So you just want to be very careful.
Right. Yep. That's true. You need to check. And that's a lot of that's in your urbanized city. But there are some rural areas where you do have to. Yeah.
Hey, listen,
you know,
I got
a quick phone
call. I'll call back.
Okay. All right. So for those who don't know, we haven't heard on here in a while. That's Robin Lynn Maben. I call her Robin. And she's the executive producer. So she actually helped us get started nine plus years ago. Not quite 10 yet. But, and so sometimes Robin's on here every day. Actually, she hasn't been on here in quite a while. Certain times of the year, 5 days a week. Another times, but she's got like I don't know about 100 radio stations, all internet based and whatnot. So now, Chris, getting back to you. So you were saying, picking back up on your thoughts.
Well, we'll go with what she said. Always make sure urbanized, you know, if you live in an urbanized area, make sure that you're following their rules. And if they have some that need to be changed, all you have to do is address those problems and bring it to them. And if people have common sense, they'll change those things for you, especially if it's not hurting anything,
right,
but it's a benefit to the public. You know, I like the A-frame idea. To me, I'm sitting here. I did a little bit of calculating myself. I could give you the entire enclosure for $2,000.
Okay.
And you'll be able to put whatever windows you want in it and whatever else you want on it. And I'll give you a little bit of a
broad. Now,
what
kind of tools would we need to assemble that frame?
Impact screw gun or just a regular screw gun, cordless screw gun. But an impact gun works the best.
Okay. So now, to buy one of those from Home Depot or online or Lowe's or someplace like that, ballpark figure, to get a decent impact screwdriver?
You could probably get a screw gun and an impact gun for $100. $200,
now,
you can buy a high dollar.
Now, that would be with its own battery pack, we wouldn't need a compressor with that, would we? Compressors are only needed for, like, nail guns.
Yeah, you won't need an air compressor. The material, now, they make a shear. It looks like a screw gun, but it has a metal shear on it. It's like a little pair of scissors. And it will cut, like if you're needing to cut a window area out, this thing will actually cut it.
Right.
Like a pair of scissors. So that might be an option you might need. But if you're buying something that's already basically ready for you, if you want windows and everything designed in what you're getting, then more than likely you're still going to need one of those to cut the metal around that window when you install it, because the metal is going to come in a 3-foot sheet. It won't be cut pre-cut for you because we're not going to build it prior to you getting it. But that item is less than $100. And you can do it with a pair of tin snips as well. So you don't have to have this electric thing. It's just the point that they do make one. But like if you wanted something that didn't have windows and you just wanted it where it had a doorway that you could get in and out of and it could be sealed up so you could insulate it. And make it look like a tent. I could definitely send you that package for $2,000. That's the cost, and wherever you need me to ship it to. But that's the cost. $2,000, and that would give you your outside sheeting, and your framing. Anything you do inside of it will be up to you.
Okay, so that's for the metal tent. And what we're, like, say, today's podcast is titled BYOT, Bring Your Own Tent. Now, the inspiration, or one of the blueprints, that's a better term. If you go to our Facebook page, okay, and then you go to our group on there is DIY. Housing TV. And in the article on there, the headline reads, this 28-year-old spent $8,000 setting up an Airbnb tent near a Hawaiian volcano. So this is something that I think practically everybody within the sound of my voice on these live streams can do. So this has a picture of a Kihau Hall, and she purchased, it says, if you read the article, she purchased a tent for under $300. So, I'm trying to look people up and multitask at the same time. The business model, we want to take a look at her business model. Here's the way I want to, let's say you have a student debt that you want to pay off, you have a mortgage, you're in financial dire straits, I got to hold on, people. I got to add time on to the clock. Let me do that. If you got any kind of bills that you need paid or paid off. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I had to time on to the clock. Okay. Minutes on. All right. Which gives us the max for the day. All right, so she purchased it. So she got $28,000 from one tent. The tent cost her less than $300. All right, now there's some other amenities, but let's just go one tent brought her $28,000. We went through this earlier. We're going to go through it again. So what if she took 1 month out of the year and Monday through Friday, she bought a tent for the 20 business days out of a month. And each tent, and she spent, let's say, $300 per tent. They say she did hers for under $300, but $300 a tent. So times 20 days, or 20 tents total, that's $560,000 that she's increased her income. Now, if she did that, if she bought two tents a day, times the 20 days, working days in a month, she or you, whoever you are, that's $1,120,000. Now, you might have to bring in, because let's put the tents at $300. That's $600 times 20 days, $12,000. Some of you have $12,000. If you got $12,000, that's just for the tents. We're not including we're going to go through some of the other things that she bought, because that's just on the tents. But $12,000, I would consider that a mustard seed investment to bring you over $1 million a year. All right, but let's look at some of the other things that she let me see. Okay. Okay, let's wait a minute. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. So she spent, and I'm going from the third paragraph down here. All right, so she spent less than $300 for tents. So let's max out our budget for the tent at $300. All right. Now these are for, we're not talking about the durable ones, but we just, because when we get to the metal ones, you can command more money. But that, let's crawl before we can walk. All right, she spent roughly $8,000 on amenities like a kitchen, an outdoor shower, a king size mattress, and she spends about 10 to 15 hours a week to earn $28,000 per year. Okay, 10 to 15 hours a week is better than 40 hours a week, not including traffic, rush hour traffic to and from work. All right, so now, if you're doing any flea markets or yard sales, or, you know, they have websites, now we can pick up stuff cheap. You can put together your own. I'm sure that this figure of $8,000 can be reduced down to $1,000 or less for outdoor shower, outdoor kitchen. Now, we need a sanitation system. We have to find out how much one of those costs. You don't want to skimp on that. But, like I say, this is a, I think this is a doable project for anybody. If you want to, now, if you go back to Airbnb, okay, because they have cabins on there too, and let's see what those rent for, because when we're talking about what Chris is talking about, let's go to cabins. I'm looking at a cabin here, rents out for $890 a night. Well, I don't know if that's for a night or for 5 nights. That's in North Carolina. Let's say that's for 5 nights. Here's another one in some place in Georgia for 5 nights, $1,800.
Yeah, I was going to say, just be for one night in that one cabin, because I've seen quite a few of those house, Airbnb, different things
mm-hmm.
that can cost $1,800, $3,600 per day to stay in them.
Yeah, I know they got, all right, well, now here's an A-frame. Now, this is a bigger A-frame, but in St. Augustine, Florida, 5 nights, They have it listed for $1,546. Well, put it this way, like, if you have something made from metal and you insulate it, and you can, you got the ease of, what do you call it, you just need basically one tool to assemble it, and I guess the same tool to disassemble it. Actually, in the long run, you'll come out less expensive. Am I right on that, Chris?
It'll last 1,000 years, too. But if you say a storm comes up and you're inside of a structure that's stronger than wood,
right,
I'm going to feel better about being in that structure. The key thing is anchoring it to the ground, and they make great anchors.
Mm-hmm.
That you can, if you're going to set one of these situations up, it's not something you're normally going to set up for a weekend. So
right.
Let's think about, what is it going to have to go through? What are you going to go through if you're inside of it? And I know I heard a testimony of someone that built this huge house in the middle of the cornfield with the big columns,
mm-hmm.
and everything, 2-story, 10-foot tall. I mean, this thing was huge. And I asked him, I said, man, you have 9-foot windows. I said, why do you have fake shutters? I said, why don't you get the ones that work? And he says, well, they cost $10,000. I said, well, the windows cost you $100,000. Ain't they worth $10,000 to protect them?
Right.
Well, he had an F4 tornado 100 feet from his front door, was the base of it. So he was in it, you know, but the base was on the ground, and it was an F4. And we built him a safe room in the basement. He said that's all he could hear was the windows. He says, but the house never moved. He said, I felt so safe in this house. Even as big as it is, sitting in a square box in the middle of things, catching all the wind.
Mm-hmm.
He felt safe in that home, and his wife did too. But now he has mechanical shutters that go over the windows. Just so you know.
Now, I've got a question to ask you. What if you want to set up something that can easily be set up, like your metal, the metal tents we're talking about, metal housing, be easily set up, but you're in Alaska, and the thing you got to worry about in Alaska, depending on where you set up, it's bear proof.
Right.
Because, you know, a bear can, if something's not built right, one swat of the paw, and they're busting in.
You know, that's a fact. If you got something that's canvas. Bear's gonna tear that canvas up, right?
Yeah.
Now, a bear, when even to a log cabin, a bear, you know, he comes at it, but he's not really, you know, unless he gets through that door or the window, is he coming?
Right.
Okay.
And bears are
a solid log.
Right. They'll go through. If they see a door or a window, they will go through it.
Yes, they will. And they'll get in your car that way, too. So, now, if I thought about whether I would want to be in one of my tents versus that tent, even with a bear, there is no doubt in my mind I'd rather have those iron bars between him and me,
right,
of my material. Because I took 6 grown men and stood on a 2x4 and did not turn the face of it. But if he grabs it right, he's probably going to hurt himself. And he ain't going to continue coming on.
Right.
And it ain't going to be because I did something to him. It's just because that he's going to hurt himself. So I would be more protected inside of mine. And I would put mine in the middle of this and I would live there. So to me, I'm basically like inside of a jail that's covered with drywall instead of concrete block. But if I'm a good believer of, and now we've got some great product that's actually reducing the carbon footprint of concrete, and it's stronger than concrete, but it is concrete. So it just has a mixture, but I've got a couple of different products now that are amazing. The companies have built, a lot. For me to even put the number out there, there was at least 1 million built in 10 years from one of the companies. But It's now looking at, hey, what can we do on a residential thing that they haven't done? They don't use this material in residential. It's used in all of your commercial skyscrapers. Every skyscraper out there is built with this material. So if they'll go stick it 1,000 feet in the air, there should be a reason why. So inside of it is all infill. It's all infilled by this. It's not wood. So when you look at the any building you see that you're going to go into, the malls and everything else, those things are all built out of this material. All of the stores, everything, all them interiors, all of that stuff you're seeing every day, guys. You're just not seeing it in a residential part, but you won't see it this time either because you can cover it up with anything you want to. We're just trying to give you the framework, and I think that's what this is about. How do we start the framework? And what framework should we be using? If we're talking housing, I don't think we need to use wood. I can't find a positive reason to use it. And I can tell you multiple, here's 10 reasons not to use it. This won't burn, won't absorb water, stronger, termite-free, mold-resistant, seismic, recyclable, build it without a dumpster, build it cheaper than wood, and get a 60% discount on the insurance versus the wooden one. So you asked me earlier what I thought matching prices between Lowe's and them, and I really never compared. One thing is what I'm offering you, you can't go buy that. I can promise you that. You cannot go to that store and order what I'm offering you. But you can go in that store and use any product inside of it with it. That's what I'm telling you. You can start out your foundation and your framework better than what you can buy at any lumber yard in the country. And then go to that lumber yard, your favorite one, whatever you like to shop at, and buy anything you want in there, and it will install in here. That's all I'm trying to say. It's the part of what you're not seeing, and we need it to be seen because people aren't seeing the framework. They're thinking of the only framework they've ever seen, and that's the wooden frame, and that's not the smartest thing. And this is why I want to show people. I need you to see. That's why I'm happy to be here on DIY Housing TV because I want you to see it.
Robin's setting that up for us, the visual part. Let me see.
You ought to share those pictures that I sent you with Google and share them in a link on Facebook so that people can get an idea of what's being built right now. because there's a lot of jobs going on. I sent, I should say, app.
Oh, let me,
whatever in your text message.
Oh, let me find those. Let me see. Okay, let's see. Let me. Scroll through these messages. Oh, but Chris, hold it, man. You can also post them directly onto that page as well, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
You can post them directly on there yourself. Yeah. Hold on now.
All right, cool.
Okay, wait. Let me look in this other folder. Yeah, because I remember looking at it. Wait a minute.
Because there's a lot of...
Okay, here we go.
That's the...
Now, hold it. I've got...
idea what we're talking about.
All right, I got a few sets of pictures here.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Okay, well, let's do it. You post the one, you can post it right on that site if you want. All you need to do, that page, all you do is, hold on, let me direct you on that, is, go to the available blank post, which says chat, photo, and poll. Just click on photo and then add it on that way.
Okay. Yep, right there.
All right. Yeah, that's how you do it.
All right.
All right.
I can do that.
And,
yeah.
Like I said, this week will be, let's take a look at, now, outdoor kitchen is something, we can assemble ourselves. Let me see. Outdoor shower. Matter of fact, let's just go to Amazon. Let's make life simpler. Amazon. But a lot of this stuff. there are videos and. But let's. All right. I'm on Amazon search engine, outdoor shower. Okay. All right, outdoor shower. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want. Wait a minute. All right, Amazon. Okay, here, outdoor show. Try it again. Okay. Which I happen to have one here with me. And they got a bunch of books. I don't want books. Okay. All right, here's an outdoor shower. Outdoor shower tent for $159. You know what? I had it on the wrong thing. Okay. Why does it keep on? All right. I don't want books. All right, they got outdoor shower fixtures. They have you can buy one for $159, but they got You can get them on here for less than that. Let me see. And there's quite a few videos on there to tell you how to make your own outdoor shower. Or like you said, you can make your own, you know, you can buy an outdoor shower tent. Outdoor kitchen. You can make one of those yourself as well. Outdoor kitchen. Let me see what Amazon has. Besides the books. And you know what? You can piecemeal together yourself at a very affordable price. But that'll be part of what we will be doing this week. And like I say, we want to model as close as possible taking a look at what this young lady did. But from a $300 tent to making over $28,000 a year, do you want to stop at $28,000 a year? Or what do you need to do within 1 month? 1 month, actually 20 days within that month. What do you need to do? As a matter of fact, that might be tomorrow's podcast here because this is Airbnb week. So what do you need to do to go from $300 to making over $1 million a year? As the homework assignment, this is not rocket science. You go to our Facebook page, and all right, Chris Collins has, and I'm liking it and sharing it now, he has posted on DIY Housing TV. He's posted three pictures, actually more than that. Look at everything he's posted. Take a look at all of that. That gives you some ideas of what he can do and then what we can do as well. Metal framing. And Chris, can you come up with like a something that's like 400 square feet or less? Made from metal. We can put it up. You can put it up here for tomorrow. And then if you scroll down, or we shared it again, if you're already on that page, or we just refreshed the page, if you refresh the page, DIY Housing TV, okay. Okay. He's got solar in there and everything. Scroll down to the 28-year-old spent $8,000 setting up an Airbnb. I mean, she spent $8,000 setting up an Airbnb tent that earns her over $28,000 a year. So imagine if you dedicated 1 month. You know what? 1 month out of your life. Okay. Let's bring out the calculator here. This is just arithmetic. And you did what you needed to do. Just set up two tents. Let's start once again for the third or fourth time this podcast. $28,000 a year for one tent. Just one. But what if you did that? You took 1 month out of the year. And, you know, I got a birthday coming up. So this is my birthday present to myself. I don't know how I'm going to pull it off completely, but I'm going to pull off something. Okay. $28,000. And let's say you got two tents. That's $56,000 a year by just setting up two tents. Because Ansel Troy, we've had, hopefully we can get him back on here this week, but, you know, time difference and everything. $56,000 a year by with just two tents, copying off what she did in Hawaii. So we did that times 20, take time off from the weekend. That's $1,120,000. My birthday is May 24th. That's a couple of days from now. As a birthday present to myself, because she spent roughly around $300, so three per tent. That's six. Oh, wait a minute. 40 tents needed. That'll be $12,000. And then these other, you know, the bathroom. So what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's the 23rd, one day before my birthday. We're going to map this out because I'm looking at, you know what, take 1 month out of your life. And I want this to be everybody's project, just not mine. But
I didn't know if I was on mute, bro.
That's got to be the... Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, that's got to be one of the easiest ways. And you know what? It's simple. It might not be easy. Okay, because simple doesn't mean it's always easy. But, I mean, you can't get any lighter than a tent, you know. And I'm talking about even with a metal tent, because in the long run, metal tents will be less expensive. Because with anything made from cloth is going to require maintenance. You know, but anyway.
You should be able to refresh your Facebook now.
Okay. Let's go back to Facebook. And let's refresh the page. All right, Chris called. Oh, okay. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to like it and I'm going to share it. 400 square feet. And he's got something that's that's elevated off the ground. He's got a second level.
That's the one I want to build on your property.
Okay. And he's got, well, people, that this is a preview of coming attractions. Okay. Preview of coming attractions. So if you scroll down on our page, you'll have that, and it's a solar array, and then it's got some several other pictures. Anyway, so just you can review that, and that's Chris Collins' work. And then, so we're going to combine metal framing with what this young lady did. Because, matter of fact, let's just even break that down further. $28,000 a month is essentially. All right, $28,000 a month. Oh, it's $7,000 a week. Oh, excuse me, that's wrong. 28 Hold it. This is reverberating.
What are you saying? Reboot's coming on?